From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Poker is a sport, so is chess, and so is competitive gaming. Esports is, in fact, booming. Market watchers predict revenues to hit $1.5 billion by 2020. We recently spoke to folks from UGA's esports team, and Georgia high schools got the green light to form student sports teams last year. As the definition of athletes expands, so do demands to treat gaming-related injuries. Dr. Vonda Wright is an orthopedic surgeon in Atlanta, currently working with game developer Skillshot Media to research and treat professional gamers. Dr. Wright, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you've been in orthopedics and sports medicine for a long time.
20 years.
Research and practice in a lot of women's health, aging, musculoskeletal.
Thank you very much. It's all out there.
When did you plunge into esports?
Well, you know what? I have to be honest with you. For a long time, being a doctor who believes that mobility is medicine and all the great research that's coming out that sitting will kill us, for a really long time, I wasn't a fan of esports. And I would say, look at our children. 30% of them are obese. 17% have diabetes. But the more I looked into it, and I thought about what the definition of athlete is. You know, we're playing towards a goal. We're doing it in groups. We're winning something. It's not so dissimilar from anything that we traditionally think of. And when I did a deeper dive and I saw that these kids have very short careers, 5 to 7 years, and some of them, the world-class ones, athletes, I hesitated to say it, but you know what? That's what I've come to really, truly believe. They are leaving their games with devastating, life-changing injuries the same way you see on a football field or a gymnastics mat. So I thought, as an orthopedic surgeon and someone who likes to think ahead of my time, how am I going to get in front of this and really treat these young athletes like the athletes they are?
So do you find people kind of cocking their eyebrow and saying, Oh, they're athletes?
Yes. You know what? And in the same way that I did for years, that is still the response. But the fact is, people who are really looking ahead and smart, and even people who really care about taking care of athletes, will want to take care of the neck injuries that these kids are getting, to take care of the shoulder and elbow and hand, to not let 6 of the top gamers in the world get blood clots in their legs, which can be devastating. So we really need to take all the amazing things we've learned for sports performance and transfer them to another group of athletes. And I am really interested in it now. And I think we have to do this. It's the right thing to do.
So what are you doing? You are working on preventative or treatment, both of those?
So we know that in traditional athletes, there are things we can do to not only help them with performance, but prevent injury. We screen for injury. We look for limitations in joint mobility and in limitations of muscle flexibility. We look at overuse patterns. We look at nutrition, sports nutrition, sleep and rest cycles, and we do it really, really well. You know, we know how to create champions by squeezing performance out. What's amazing about esports athletes is that none of this has been done before. Now, you think that esports are just a bunch of kids sitting around in the basement playing video games.
For many, many hours and ordering pizza.
Yes, but I'm telling you, when you really learn about it, there are single person games. But there are team games, games where you have 4 guys and gals. It's another thing I love about esports, playing together with one substitute. Well, that pretty much sounds like a team, right? And they're playing for long hours and they get overuse injuries. And so we are screening them for injury. We are doing fitness and endurance exercise. You know, some of them are already fitness people. Many of them are sitters. So we know from our literature that the stronger our body is, the stronger our brains are, and we're going to harness that knowledge for them.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are they mostly physical injury? I mean, I often think of it as a mental thing. I would not say that I'm one of those people who thinks, oh, gamers, they're just, what I mean? But it is a mental test.
It's both, right? So they play staring at a screen for very long periods of time. So there's mental fatigue. There's eye fatigue. But also, you know, there are many platforms to play games. Some of them, such as Twitch, is a different mechanism than just a keyboard and a mouse. But for instance, depending on how you hold your mouse, it's the same for us at any desk we sit at. We either make ourselves prone to carpal tunnel syndrome or we're not. And as I observe these gamers, some of them palm their mouse, which is much safer than clawing their mouths. So you can imagine hands in a claw, hands flat. And so as we identify movement patterns, part of what we're doing is researching who gets hurt and why, because it's never been done before. And that's also what's so fascinating to me.
Because you're on the forefront of
this. We're on the forefront of it. Yeah. We get to predict injury and train it out of them in the same way that we're doing it in traditional athletes. But maybe the thing that I love most about learning about gaming is, remember how we just said it's a bunch of kids sitting in a basement, not talking to anybody, being maybe social outcasts? Now, since Georgia High School has designated gaming as a varsity sport, every school in Forsyth County has a gaming team. And when they went to states and one of the high schools got second in states, those kids who were previously isolated became the school heroes. Mm. And so now you raise up an entire new generation of people to celebrate. And when these kids go to college to play their sport, which now there's 31 colleges that give full rides, they come out as computer programmers and IT people and tech people. So it's just very positive all around, from social to societal to let's help some kids get more fit.
Dr. Vonda Wright is an orthopedic surgeon, and she's also a sports medicine expert, has been working for a long time in both practice and mm-hmm. also in research of sports medicine. We're talking about esports mm-hmm. and esports athletes getting injuries, how to prevent and how to treat. And you've been working with Hi-Res Studios and Alpharetta mm-hmm. and Skillshot Media. They develop games. Mm-hmm. So tell me about this collaboration.
Yes.
And is this feeding you with players? I mean, how does this work?
So you know what? For the first time in Georgia, players have come to the studios in Alpharetta, 90 of them from around the world, on multiple teams playing a game called Smite and a game called Paladins, where in Smite you get to be a god. You know, you get to choose the god you
are. Who doesn't like that?
I know, who doesn't want to be that? So teams of four with one substitute and 90 from across the world. So we formed this partnership with Todd Harris, their visionary leader.
They're in Atlanta.
They're in Alpharetta, mm-hmm. right in our backyard, actually. So I said to him, hey, let's treat your guys like the traditional athletes we always do. And he was so into it because he recognizes that these kids, by definition, are doing everything traditionals do. So we had one screening where lots of the athletes came in and we looked for injury patterns, just like I told you. What's weak? What's strong? What needs improvement? We talked to them about their injury history, same thing we do with traditional athletes. We're going to have another screening at the end of the month. And then one of the things we've committed to them is my own athletic trainer that I work with every day in my clinic is actually also a strength and conditioning coach. So once a week, we've decided he'll go. And just like we lead community outreach fitness programs, we do a couple times a week mm-hmm. in Forsyth, he's going once a week and really teaching them how to prevent injury and get stronger. And I'm really excited to see what we're going to get these kids to, because probably the majority have really been sitting in a chair doing this game and could benefit from the stamina that we're going to provide them in a fitness.
And this is there's a lot of money at stake here for these professional players, isn't there?
Well, you know what? In the same way that other traditional athletes make a lot of money, these kids can too. You know, mm-hmm. last year there was a huge competition here in Atlanta called DreamHack, and the prize money was over $1 million, mm-hmm. which blows people's minds when you think that the winner of the Boston Marathon only gets six figures, not seven figures, right? And now we're not to the place like pro baseball where it's $132 million for 13 years, but you wait. I mean, I believe it's going to happen, and I made the bold prediction in a group of athletic trainers, and it got a bunch of groans, that when gaming truly kicks off as a sport, coupled with our fascination with virtual reality, which currently is possible to stick you and I, can you imagine, into a game? Maybe football as we know it will disappear, and it will become more of a virtual thing. I mean, I know, isn't that weird?
It is weird.
I predicted, and maybe 15 or 20 years, we're going to weigh physical injury versus virtual. And then if you and I get to actually stand next to one of the quarterbacks, and well, who wouldn't want to be in that game? And maybe we'll have to stop playing physical games. Not that I'm advocating that.
if they can get me to do a virtual workout, I'll be really, really happy.
Let's be clear about this, audience. I'm not advocating that we stop moving, but I think technology is going to drive the future of sports.
Well, I mean, look, we look back at gladiatorial sports and think, how could they have done that? That was just barbaric. But now we're looking at a whole other thing. Mm-hmm. But is it for, I mean, if you look at these games, there are announcers with their headsets, there are cheering crowds, there are big screens, there are timers. It is a sports event. But like professional athletes, they can be reluctant to talk about their injuries because they might get benched. Does that happen here?
Of course. There's a lot of hiding of injury. There's gutting it through. You know, it's not easy to substitute an e-sport athlete during a game. I mean, somebody's got to sit down in the chair, get up from the chair, and then the game goes on. So I think that some of the same issues that we deal with in traditional athletes, we will in esports. One of the things I really want to affect in esports is the way they eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I've observed many places that we think sugar is great for the brain. And while glucose is the fuel of the brain, a wall of candy and empty calories is not the way to optimize performance. So, you know, getting these kids into a grocery store and helping them make smart food choices, we call it performance foods, is another aspect of this.
Is there any data yet on how many people are injured or how many injuries happen in this field?
You know, the good and bad of it is when we did a lit review to look for what's out there, we found two case studies. Now, to put that in perspective, something very common now like hip arthroscopy or ACL surgery has millions of citations. So that gives us the opportunity to really find out and publish what people need to look out for. Now, I have a little bit of inkling of what we're going to see because, you know, I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I'm an arthroscopist, which means I am looking at a screen all day, holding instruments in my hand. And the things that arthroscopic surgeons retire because of are some of the same things that these gamers experience, like neck arthritis.
Because you're hunched over all the time.
Our hands are playing our game.
And how about thumbs? Thumbs must get a lot of action.
It depends on the platform they're playing, especially if it's a joystick or a game console where you're actually doing the action with your thumbs. You know, there's actually something called phone and gamer's thumb that hand surgeons have to deal with. So it has to do with the joints becoming arthritic and worn out from overuse or the tendons that flow over the thumb joints. So, I mean, you're right on with what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other things we're teaching is how to stretch out the tendons on the palm side of the hand because their hands are always in a palm down position. And so those muscles get really tight and the ones on the top get weak. And so just reversing, it's like sitting, you know, sitting all day will make your rear end and your core really weak. So reversing those motion patterns. And so that's something also we're teaching them. I've introduced, can you play these games standing, like standing desks?
Standing desks.
Can you do it sitting on an exercise ball? Mm-hmm. And they've told me that that's just way too distracting. But thinking through these options of injury prevention so that we don't get to the place where some of the best South Korean players in the world have had career-ending tendon pain that they just can't continue at a very young age. And we're going to try to prevent that.
So you told us that you've turned around in your vision of esports as athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play games yourself?
I do arthroscopy several times a week. Which is not a game.
I'm not sure that
it's
counts.
It's not a game. But I'm hoping that the Smite players will teach me how, because I've got my eye on a certain goddess that I want to be.
That's so good. Vonda Wright, you are on the forefront. Thank you so much for telling us about it.
Thank you for having me.
Vonda Wright, she's an Atlanta-based orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine expert, and she's partnering right now with a game developer to both diagnose, treat, and prevent injuries for esports athletes.